Chazal say like Hikam Haisa Ura Vesimcha Vesasa Mikar. So Chazal say Ura Zu Torah. Right? So Svastama says, I don't get it. They say like Hikam Haisa Torah. It's the Ura Zu Torah, Sasa Zu. They're all referencing different mitzvahs. So Svastama says, just say Ura Hikam Haisa, you know, Torah, Mila, Shabbos, like by code names. So he said, because the goal is that Purim, that by experience of Purim, Ora is a Torah. Torah is not just Torah. Torah is our light. Torah is our, you know, so by getting up at 6 in the morning when it's dark outside, right after Purim, so you remind yourself that Torah is our light. Torah is our light. So it's hard to get up as early, but
we didn't get up at 6 o'clock.
Well, before then, 6 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Before 6 o'clock, the beer is 6 o'clock. So, right. Yeah. Okay. So let's go. We're at the Mishnah, right? We're in the Mishnah on Tzadi Vav on the base. So the Mishnah says as follows: Ben Teish Shanim V'Yom Echad Shaba Al Yavamto. At nine, we've been talking about this 9-year-old in one day, right? Which means that he's not a gadol, but his physical act of tashmish counts in some way, right? But not totally, right? So Ben Teish Shanim V'Yom Echad Shaba Al Yavamto. So he goes there and he's together with the Yavama. V'Achakach. And then his brother, who's also 9 years old, they're twins. So he has a brother who's also 9 years old on one day, and he's also together with her afterwards. So what happens? So posa al yado, right? So that by doing so, the second brother apostles the first brother. Rishimin Omer, yeah, Rishimin Omer lo posa. Rishimin says no, he doesn't. What's going on here? Look at Rashi. Post al yado, to have yale k'maimer, acher maimer, the shneim tosin bar. We have a concept in general. You can have maimer, right? Again, the tashmish of the ben teshan of yom echad is like a maimer. So therefore, it has the power to work. It does something, right? But you can have baba yesh maimer acher maimer. We're going to see machlokas, right? But that, assuming that's correct, the kaven. So like in a certain sense, for both of them, the maimer works. Okay, so once that's true. So if the mimer of the second works, so now we're in trouble. Now she needs a get, right? Because she can't be married to both of them. But even the by get misheni, so now once she is needs a get from the second, kam beisa aleha, bekevan shalobana shuv lo yibana. Right. The rule was that once one of them has to end the relationship with her, so then it's over. Right. So since the second brother, when he has tashrish with her, even though doesn't have a full effect of yibam, but it does something. Which only does something because, again, the first brother's tashmish only did something and not enough. So then that act apostles her to the original brother also. Rishimin says no. Rishimin Omer, lo posel. Look at Rashi. Kidatani time of Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain why. Ukagon to be a sheni shkaga. Right? But he says the case must be, says Rashi, there was it's pshogik. Why? The even mazed a kaimalan, but also be a venerega salaf. Because if it was the Gemara Nida says in that situation, if she would do it on purpose, so then it'd be like ish is ish. So that can't be the case. The case must be a case of shogun. Fine, but we'll see why Rishon disagrees. Keep going in the Mishnah. Ben Teshanim Yomechad. Just remind you, we're in the Mishnah on the top of the page. It's Tzadi Vav Amabes. In the fourth line. Ben Teshanim Yomechad Shabbal Yavim. Again, the 9-year-old in one day. Who has tashrish with his yivama va'achach ba al tsarasa, right? And then he goes ahead and he's together with her original co-wife, So now, because the brother, right, his original brother Reuven was married to two women, so now Shimon goes ahead and he's together with the first wife and he's then together with the tsara. So what happens? Posa ayde atzmo. So he passes her himself, right? Just by his own action, he passes her. Rashi says, look at Rashi, third line, Paslo the Rishona al Atzmo. He passes the first one to himself. For Kol Shekin the Shein, second the second one. Why? The Bayis Echad Hubona Ve'ein Bona Shnei Batim. Right? Because the halacha is, he's only allowed to build one bias. He's not allowed to build two. And that's the whole rule. That's the reason why he can only marry the one of the women. He can't marry the Tzara also. V'keiva then be also Rishona Kinyan Gamor. Right? So what happens? So he's in a funny spot. Because since his bia with the first woman didn't make a full kinyan because he's only 9 years old. Mahanya bia shniya la tzricha get. So then the second bia also works enough that we say, get out of here. You have to give her a get now. Oh, so now we have to give a cave and you have get. Kim kule beisa, kim kam kule with Beisa Kula Beisa below Yibana. What happens is that now that he has to give a get to the second woman, so now again he has this same rule that he can't marry. He's already ending the relationship with the second woman. So now he can't have a relationship with the first woman, right? So because it's sort of because of the pseudo power, the you know, minimum but some type of power that his tashmish has, that it has enough impact that if he's together with the first woman and then with the second woman, now he's forbidden also to the first woman. And Shimon Omer Lopo, so Shimon says, no, not a problem. That doesn't bother him. Okay, so what's going on here? So says Gemara as follows. Tanya Amala Ham Shimon. Shimon said to the Chachamim, Im Bia Rishona Bia Shnia Eina Bia. He says, Shimon says, stop playing in the middle. You have to decide what you want. Basically, the whole Mahalach of the Tanakhama is, well, each tashmish is sort of like a tashmish, but not full. It's not really a kinyan, but it does something. She doesn't understand. If it does nothing, right, if it does something, then it does something. So if he's together with the first woman and made her his wife, so then to be with the second woman is usher, but it doesn't affect any type of kinyan, right? Now, at that point, right? And Imbi Rishona, right, the imbiya rishona ain't a biya, but if the first tashrish didn't do anything, then biya shenami ain't a biya. Then the second tashrish also didn't do anything. So you can't have it both ways, that the tashrish does something and also doesn't do something at the same time. So fine. But the Tadakam would say, yes, we can. That's the whole point. The whole point is that this tashrish has an impact. It's physically, physiologically, it was a tashrish, and that has an impact, but it can't actually make a regular kinyan, and that's why it kind of puts it in the middle. Fine. So now the Gemara makes just mentions. By the way, Masnisin Deloka Ben Azai. By the way, our mission does not follow the Shita Ben Azai. How do I know? Well, I decided because Ben Azai said Ben Azai Omer Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer B'Shtei Yevamim V'Yevama Achas V'Ein Maimer Acher Maimer B'Shtei Yevamos V'Yabam Echad. That Ben Azai is of the opinion. Saw him a very long time ago on Daf Nun Aleph and Beis. That Ben Azai said, there is, you can have a mimer and then mimer again when you have two yabams, right, and one yavama that you can have. But ve'ein mimer acha mimer b'shtei yavamos v'yavamecha. But if you have one yavam and two women, you can't have mimer acha mimer. In this case, right, our mission is assuming the second case, right, is that you have one yavam who's together with two different women, and that somehow there's some type of impact of his tashrish with each of them. So the Gemara is just pointing out, this mission clearly is not like Ben Azai, because Ben Azai would say, if it's one Yavam with two Yavamas, we would say in Maimer Achar Maimer, in which case, once he does something with the first woman, what he does with the second woman doesn't have an impact in their relationship. Fine. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ben Teisha Sharim Yom Echad. Okay, another case of the 9-year-old and one day. Sheba Al Yavinto. He's together with the Yavama. Umeis. And then he passes away. So what happens there? Again, same kasha, right? Because it's, on the one hand, there was a tashmish. On the other hand, he didn't make a kinyan. So what's her status afterwards, right? There are other brothers here, right? He has other brothers who could do yibam, they could do chalitza. Like, what happens, right? So says the Mishnah, choletzes v'lo misyar bemes, right? Basically, she's left in a suffix scenario. Whenever we have these women in suffix scenarios, what do? We say we do a chalitza, but don't do a yibum, right? Because maybe there was a relationship here, and maybe there isn't. So in case there was, do a chalitza, she can go free, but don't do a yibum, because if he does a yibum, maybe you're going to have a scenario of marrying Eshazach. Okay. Nasa isha umes. What happens if the yavam goes ahead and he marries a different woman? And he goes and he marries a different woman, and then he passes away, right? Nas isha, Rashi says, she'eini yavama, yavimto v'lo achen. Right? He has brothers. So basically, meaning this guy went ahead, he's 9 years old on one day, and his brother's wife had passed away, but he doesn't marry her. He goes and marries somebody else, right? And then he dies. So what happens? So Harezu Patura, this wife, who again, this isn't yibum. This was, tashmish with some random woman. So Harezu Patura, she doesn't have to do anything. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says va'afagav to biya so biya. So I thought his tashmish has impact. And so yeah, but kiddusha didn't kiddusha. His kiddusha is nothing. Ve'ein kinyan katan klum achiyavi beisaros. Right. So if you're just talking about a regular case of a 9-year-old being together with any woman, so there's nothing to talk about, right? The only reason we talk about, so So that's what Rashi points out. That's where Harei Zeh Betura. So Rashi now says, but you're going to have a kasha on me. So what? Why is it about Yibam that we're like allowing his tashrus to have an impact? So he says, Vaba Yivama, Ho of Zekukale, Shaviva Rabbanan Kamaim, right? I mean, the Yavam, by the case of Yavam, she already has a connection to him, right? That's the whole point. We've talked about this from day one, right? It's almost like that he's continuing the kiddushin of his brother. That's why he doesn't have to do maimer, do kiddushin. He just has to have tashmish with her, right? We said maimer, you know, midrabanan to do that. But the point is, it's Kielu who's already not married to her, but he has like this, the connection's already there. So then he does a tashmish, and it even makes it a little bit more connected. So that's why the nine-year-old in one day, if he's together with the Yavama, has some impact, but he's with any random woman, so that's not gonna, it'll do zero. It'll do nothing at all. Okay. Keep going. Ben Teisha Shanim Yomechad. Back in the Mishnah. Ben Teisha Shanim Yomechad Sheba Al Yavimto. Right, so now, again, the nine-year-old who's together with the Yavama. When we shehig deal, then when he gets older, when he becomes 13, in a day, what happens? Nasa Isha Cheres. He marries a different woman, Umeis, and then he dies. Okay, so now what? Well, the woman he married, right, now the woman he really married her. But, what? And what's the status of the Yavama? Right, so what do we do? So what happens? So Im lo yada sarishona mi shehig deal. If he never was together with the original woman, right, the Yavama, once he got older, he was together with her when he was 9 years old, but he never was together with her when he was 13. So what happens? Harishona chalitza is mol misabem es, right? So the first woman just does chalitza and no yibam because, like we said, it's still sort of a suffix, her situation, her connection to him. Vashnia o chalitza is misabem es, right? But the second woman does the real, he was already an adult when he married her, so she does chalitza or yibam. Either one would be required, you know, and certainly permissible. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says no. Miyabeim leizo sheyirze vecholitz lishnia. So Rabbi Shimon says no. He says his brothers can do yibum with either woman. I mean, even the woman that he was only with when he was 9 years old, the brothers can do yibum with her, with either of them. Again, you can always only choose one, right, to do yibum with. But the brothers can do yibum with either woman and do chalitza with the second woman. Why are you doing and chalitza? Right? It's not right. And you do chalitza with the second woman. So why are you doing chalitza? Why are you requiring chalitza to the second woman? Look at Rashi. Rashi is now four lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. For chalitza l'shniya, daha lav tzaros inu. He says, because it's fascinating. He says, because they're not really tzaros. They're not really, right? On the one hand, they're sort of both married to him. So they're tzaros to each other. But on the other hand, if you assume the hitashrus of the first one wasn't really tashrus, they're not really tzaros. If not really tzaros, then by marrying, right, it's a suffix, right? So usually I do chalitza with woman two, woman one is off the hook. When I do chalitza with woman one, woman two is off the hook. Yeah, but when I do chalitza with woman number one, with woman number two, you say, well, maybe he was never really married to woman number one, right? Or if you do chalitza with woman number two, you say, well, yeah, let's keep reading. Talav tzaros ninu l'tura chada b'yibam chaberta v'yavume tarvayu lo hoil, and the yibum of each of them doesn't work. V'havei tzarasa b'mixas. Right? You're only sort of a tzara. But maimer d'rabanan. So what happens? So aslam meimar shtei yavamas habas mibayis echa misyabna. So what are they going to say? And if you the people might make a mistake and say you can do yibum with both. And they make a mistake. So we do a chalitza, like almost the same reason when we had those scenarios where we gave a get to a woman. When the husbands came, you know, when the husband returned, sometimes we do a get, make the guy give a get, just to be like, everyone, no one should think, maybe it was a, kiddushin al tanai, etc. Just do the chalitza, just to be sure, even though they're not really, like Rav Shimon would say, either they're connected or they're not connected, right, one or the other. But nevertheless, because it's a suffix, we say he can do even with year one, and he can go ahead, and he can, but he should do chalitza with the second one. Okay. And now the mission is makes a statement that applies to everything. Echad shu ben tashanim v'yomechad, ve'echad shu ben esrim shelo v'yishtei saros. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a nine-year-old, a person's a nine-year-old with in one day, or a person's 20 years old, but it wasn't maybe yishtei saros, right? That person also is going to be, his status is the same, that the tashrish has some impact when it comes to Yavama, but it's not a... Not clear exactly how much it is. So all these halachas that we just mentioned now, they apply equally to both of those individuals. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav. Hadam Rabbanan ziga shnei yevamim michlatz chautze yevu lo miyavma. So Rav says, That which the Rabbanan said, that when you have a zika of two women, right? When you have two women that he has a zika to, you do chalitza, right? You can do chalitza, but you don't do yibum. Lo tema, don't say hecha diika tzara. Don't say that's only in scenarios where there's a tzara. Meaning these cases that we said about him, right? Oh, in that case, do chalitza, but don't do yibum because it's only a suffix. You're going to say to me, oh, that's only when there's a tzara around, right? Because the tzara around, we're like nervous. You know, do yibum with one, and then you're going to, what's going to happen with the other one? Don't say that's what, and that's why we were machmer and said, just do chalitza, don't do yibum. Don't say that's only when there was a co-wife. Why? The ikla migzar mishum tzara. Because you're saying, oh, in that case, the reason we don't want to do yibum is because maybe there's a tzara there, and people might get confused. No. Taha hachal leka tzara, because he says, even in the scenario where there wouldn't be a tzara, like our case, you're still going to be only doing chalitza, you're not doing yibum. So he's just saying you shouldn't make the mistake and think that that's why we refer to that. You know, some of these cases refer specifically to a case where there's a tzara, even if there's not a tzara. Nevertheless, because it's because the whole case is, we're going to be referencing a little bit a Gemara in Perek Arba Achin, where they talked about three brothers who married three women who weren't married, who weren't related to each other, etc., a long time ago. So in some of those scenarios, we said, you know, do chalitza, don't do yibum. You might think it's only a case of tzara. So our mission shows you it's not true. Even if it's not tzara, in this case, we're not going to allow yibum either. Fine. Next gemara, nasa isha achas, nasa isha omeis. Right, the case where he married the woman and then he's 9 years old and then he dies. So says the Gemara, Tanina Lahad Tana Rabbanan. So this we have another mission that says the same thing. That what? Shote v'katan shenasu v'mesu nishoseyim paturos mina chalitza mina yibum. Right, a katan or a shote, right? Someone who's psychologically not aware. Right, so they're not able. They don't have das. Then neither person has das to make a kinyan. They get married and they die. There's no chalitza and no yibum because there was the point being there was no kinyan. So this Mishnah, which tells us that even the Ben Tess, when he marries somebody, and then he dies, she's Petura. So this, you know, this supports that concept. Fine. Next case. Next case was the Ben Tesha, who marries a woman, and then when he gets married, he gets older, he becomes a bar mitzvah, he marries another one. He marries another woman, right? So what did we say in that case? So we said in that case, if he was never with the first woman again, right, after he was 9, so what happens? So, and then he dies. You can do chalitza and not yibam, right? The Tadakama said you do chalitza and not yibam. And the second woman, chalitza or yibam. Right? The first woman does chalitza and not yibam because it was only when he was ben test. And the second woman does a full chalitza or yibam. And Rabbi Shimon said no. As he said, do you even with either one you want, and then do a chalitza misafik. Okay, so what's the Gemara going to say? V'yasu bias beis ben tes kemaimer begadol v'tidche tzara miyibum. Does that understand? If you're already considering the tashmish of this 9-year-old to be considered a real tashmish, it has an impact. So what should it do? Make it at least like a mimer, and you said we've been making it like mimer, right? The mimer of a gadol. What would happen? It would at least make the tzara free to go. Whenever you do yibum with one woman, the tzara is free to go. So let the mimer let the tashmish be like a mimer, and let her be free to go. So Amar Rav. So Rav said no. Lo asu bias bentes kamimer begadol. He says, well, no, that's not really true. We never really made the bi of a bentes like the mimer of a gadol, and that's why we don't do that. Okay. Shmuel Amar asu v'asu. He says you're right. They did. They did make his tashmish like the mimer of a gadol. V'chein Amar Yochanan asu v'asu. He says that they did make it like again, they both agree, they made the B of a Ben Tess like the Maimer of a Gadol. Okay, he says, V'yosu. So fine, so now go ahead with it. And let make her pater from Yibam. So Rashi says, V'yosu, if one's in the bottom, V'maim Yav Mashiach. So fine, so then why, if you agree that his Tashrus is like a Maimer, so then, again, our question comes back. Why did you not make the tzara p'tura, let her go now. He did a yibum with the first woman. So it says Gemara Tanahi, it's a machlokes tanaim. Hach tana da arba achin, again, this is referring back to that earlier Mishnah. Ha tana da arba achin, gazim yishim tzara. Remember what the Gemara said? Don't worry about tzara. So the Gemara is kind of like comparing and contrasting these two Mishnayos. So they said, so that Mishnah all the way back in Arba Achin, what did it do? There they made a gzera mishum tzara. They made a gzera that you had to do an extra, you know, chalitza on her because of the, you know, a gzera people are going to think that his the first marriage wasn't really real because he's only a katan, etc. So you make it, gzera mishum tzara means you're nervous about other scenarios and other situations. There's tzaros that people are going to think that you can do yibum with both. So the point being, so Tana ba'arba da arba achin gazer mishum tzara made a gzera because of tzara va'ashmi'inam begadol. Right, and was talking about the case, but they were talking. Their case wasn't the case of Ben Teshanim. The case of that Mishnah, you know, all the many prakam ago was talking about a gadol. But nevertheless, v'hu adim v'katan. But it was referring to a katan also. I mean, he just said gadol. V'hai da amar gadol b'yishub de begadol kai. Right, because that was the case we're talking about. They're talking about a gadol, so it's the same halacha. Right, that by a gadol and by a katan, the same thing. They made a gzer mishum tzara. V'hai tana de halacha, but our tana here, right? Svirlei asu. They said they assumed that they made his tashmish like a mimer. Velo gazer mishum tzara. And but this tana says we're not concerned about other cases of tzara. Why? Because his tashmish is a real tashmish. Okay, vashmin bakatan vuha din begadol. And it referred to a case of a katan, but the truth is, meaning the point being that our Gemara here talks about a katan, the Mishnah back all the way back in Arba Achin is referring to a case of a gadol. But it doesn't matter; they're really talking about both. Each one, the halacha comes up in their scenario. In the case of Arba Achin, they were talking about a gadol, so referred to a gadol, but it also was referencing a katan. So our case is talking about a katan, but it's a halacha is the same by a gadol. Okay. And the reason we talk about a katan here is just that's what we're talking about. We're talking about all the halachas of a ben tes. And that's why, and really the difference between our mission here and our mission there, the only difference is whether we're concerned. Do we make a gzeir mishum tzara? Do we say you have to do that extra chalitza because we're concerned about the other cases of tzara? Okay, so what happened? So also Rabbi Elazar, amin l'shemayis b'ei midrash. So Rabbi Elazar took this halacha, he went to the beis medrash, and he said it over. V'lo amra mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan's answer, right? Rabbi Yochanan was one who said, v'chein amra Yochanan asu v'asu, and he gave the answer here. So he said over this whole halacha, Rabbi Elazar, and he didn't say that he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. Shama Rabbi Yochanan, ikpit. So Rabbi Yochanan heard, and he was a little upset. Why didn't you quote me? Right? So Ola Gabe, Ola Gabe, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yasi, so Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yasi came to Rabbi Yochanan to calm him down a little bit. Amrle, they said to him, Lo kach haya maisa v'beis ha-knesset shal Tveria. Didn't we have such a story in the beis ha-knesset in Tveria? Why? Benagar sheyesh berosha glustro is a bolt that has some type of screw on the end of it. Shenechel kubo, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi had a machlokas about the case. I mean, they had a machlokas about this the halach of such a case. Okay, and what happened? Achakaru sefer Torah b'chamasan, and they were so fierce. This anger about one person not quoting the other person, they got so caught up that a sefer Torah was ripped in half. So Gemara pauses. Karu sagadaydach. You think they really tore sefer Torah? No. Ela ema shenikra sefer Torah b'chamas. I mean, they didn't actually tear it on purpose, but because they're so angry, it happened by accident. Okay. So the point is, they basically said to him, "V'ha'ya sham Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Amar t'mia ani im lo yeh beis haknesses zu avodas kochavim." And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was there, and he said, "What are you going on here? This is you basically turn a beis haknesses into a beis avodah zara. I mean, you're acting so crazy." Right, kolakoes ki ilu ovid avodah zara. Right, person gets angry like an ovid avodah zara. So they said, hey, you can't be so angry. It's so no, you can't do this, right? V'chein hava hadar. Fine. So the bottom line is they said to him like, Rabbi Yochanan, like we know stories now when people get so makbid that they can get so angry and it can cause problems. So he says, so what happened? V'chein hava hadar ikbid tvei. He got more angry. Amar chavrusanami. Oh, so now you're calling people who are my students. You're calling them like they're the same as me. Like what is going on here? No, he says not correct. Right? That's not because you're being approved from Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi were his students. Right? They're not his contemporaries. So Ola Gavei Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So Yaakov Aridi came. So Amalei Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe Avdo Kain Tziva Moshe Yoshua V'Chein Asi Yoshua Lo Heisi Yedavr Mikol Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Right, so basically, that everything that Yeshua did, he said, whatever Moshe did, Moshe learned from Hashem. He taught Yeshua, and whatever Hashem taught Moshe, Moshe taught Yeshua. Whatever Yeshua did, he did like Moshe told him. V'chig al kol davar she'amar Yeshua haya omer lehem kach amli Moshe. Everything Yeshua said, he said Moshe ben he told me. Ela Yeshua Yoshe v'dorish stam v'al kol yodin she'tarash she'moshi. Right, whatever you think, what he learned from, didn't get from somebody else. Everyone knew. He didn't know it's called Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything he would say was obvious it's coming from Moshe Rabbeinu. Afra Belazar, Tamitcha, even Rabbi Lazar. So same thing, your Talmud, Rabbi Lazar. Yoshev Adorish, Stam, Vakal Yodim Kishal Chahi. Everyone knows. He doesn't have to quote you. Everyone knows you're his Rebbe. So that's why he didn't say your name. So Amalahem. He says to the other guys, you got to learn from Yaakov ben Varidi. He's a good, you know, whatever you call him. He calmed me down well. You guys got to learn how to calm people down like him. So, okay. So the bottom line is he calmed him down. So Rav Yochanan, my time of cup, he called you high. Kibbutz, says goodbye. You know, come on. What are you so angry about? Like, you know, made a mistake. So the answer is the Amr Yehuda Marav, my Dichsev, what the pasuk says to Hillim, Agura Boalecha Olamim, I'm a live in your tents forever. A person can't live in Olam Abba and Olam Hazeh at the same time. It's impossible. So Ella Amr David Levinei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Yehi Ratzon Sheyomru Devar Shmua Mipiv Olam Hazeh. He said, Hashem, I wish that people would say ideas in my name. Why? The Amr of Yochanan Mishum Minochai, again, who said it? Rav Yochanan said it. And then Mishum Berachai. That what? Kol Tamachacham Shaomer Davar Shum Mipiv Ba'olam Hazeh Sifsasav Dovos Balkever. That a person say it. You say a Dvar Torah in the name of someone who passed away. Their lips move in the grave. Okay. Amr of Yitzchak Ben Zira V'Tem Mishimon Nizira My Kara. What's the pasuk? V'Chicha Ki Yain Atov V'Chikech Yain Atov Holich LeDudei LeMei Sharim. Dovev sifse yeshanim kekumar shalanavim. Ma kumar shalanavim kevan shemeniach adam et spa alav miyad dovev. After miyach hachamim kevan shalom davar shmur mipiyem. Balam azeh sifso seyem dovos pekever. So just like these grapes would move around when you try to squeeze out the grapes to get the wine, so there would be like this movement. So same thing, the wine would almost get moved around. So same thing, when a Dvar Torah said the name of Tam Chacham who passed away, so his lips move in the kever. So point being, Rabbi Yochanan was upset because he wants to make sure that even after he passed away, people are quoting him because he wants to make sure that he continues sort of to live Olam Hazeh even when he's in Olam Haba. So we will stop here and we'll pick up next week.